This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. New York City police seized early Thursday what they call a suspicious package in a lower Manhattan neighborhood. Media reports quoted police officials as saying a package similar to the one sent to prominent Democrats earlier this week was sent to the address of a restaurant owned by actor Robert De Niro. The package was carried away in a containment vehicle for examination. The latest development came as U.S. investigators worked Thursday to figure out who is responsible for mailing explosive devices to a number of current and former high-ranking government officials and the news network CNN. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports law enforcement officials say all of the suspicious packages are similar.
They were manila envelopes with six stamps and a bubble-wrapped interior containing pipe bombs full of glass shards and powder. None actually detonated. The FBI studying each at a lab in Virginia.
AP's Sagar Magani reporting. Doubts continue to be voiced about the official Saudi line on the death of Jamal Khashoggi. Former CIA Director John Brennan says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has to have approved that killing.
Whether or not he authorized the dismemberment, the horrific and brutal killing and torture of him, and the reported dismembering of his body, I don't know. But I have no doubt in my mind that MBS was fully aware of what was ultimately going to happen to Jamal Khashoggi and had approved it.
On Wednesday, the Crown Prince called the killing of Khashoggi a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Several Western countries have questioned the changing Saudi accounts of how Khashoggi died. Turkey said its investigation showed Khashoggi was tortured, murdered, and his body dismembered. Look for the latest on these stories on voanews.com and also in the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The two Koreas are removing the last remaining firearms and guard posts from the joint security area around the truce village of Panmunjom, the latest sign of easing tensions along the tense frontier separating north from south. By Friday, all guards are to be disarmed. Once demilitarized, the JSA will be guarded by 35 unarmed personnel from each side. South African Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, in a medium-term budget statement to Parliament Wednesday, warned the country is at a crossroads with rising public debt, low growth, and record-high unemployment. Mboweni, in office just 2 weeks, said the path was unsustainable. The ruling party faces national elections next year. He expects South Africa to eke out just 0.7% growth this year. Thousands of mostly Central American migrants continue moving northward in Mexico, vowing to reach the U.S. border to escape violence and poverty. President Donald Trump, who has campaigned on securing the border, told a campaign rally late Wednesday that border will be secure.
And wait till you see what we're doing with our border over the next few weeks. As you know, we started the wall, $1.6 billion, another $1.6 billion. And we have another, but we want to build it very quickly all at one time, and we'll get it done. But wait till you see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You're going to see a very secure border.
Vice President Mike Pence Tuesday accused Venezuela of financing the migrant caravan. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro called Pence crazy and extremist for that remark without providing evidence. According to the state-run Syrian news agency, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura was told by Syria's foreign minister that the rewriting of Syria's constitution is a sovereign matter for the people. De Mistura is trying to arrange a conference on the matter, part of his Security Council mandate to end the seven-year conflict.
We had a long meeting with Foreign Minister Moualem, Deputy Prime Minister, and during this meeting we had a very frank and very intense exchange of opinions concerning the Constitutional Committee and the political process in general.
However, he declined to discuss details of the meeting coming after a string of government victories over opposition forces. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Beijing for a three-day state visit, the first by a Japanese leader to its ancient foe in 7 years. Both sides appear eager to forge closer economic ties, despite concerns over China's designs on the South and East China Seas. The visit comes as the two countries mark the 40th anniversary of their peace and friendship treaty. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.